Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight, oh man, we're getting ready to get into it. But before we get into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do. Lord, let's pray today for a better tomorrow. For time is passing between the minutes and hours. Life on earth may be short. So listen, God's children, and give this some thought. For today we live, tomorrow's not promised. So let's take to practice God's word upon us and use it as a daily digestion, for it is our hope and only protection. So together today, if we may, let's take a moment out to our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned and locked and loaded to Hip Hop National, that they will get whatever they get from this topic or various topics that we do on this show, that they take it back into the marketplace so that they can have a base to feed their families and take care of themselves and live this career progressively as they want to. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. All right, guys, tonight we're talking about the big three record labels. Who are they? Why are they important? Okay. Years ago, just give you a little history, back in, I'll say, but in the mid-80s, and I'd say 1988 to 1999 was six big labels, and that was Warner Music Group, EMI, Sony, BMG, Universal Music Group, and Polygram. Now, let's just fast forward up to about 2012. Well, 2012, at the end of 2012, I think EMI dropped off, and it became the big three because it was the big four for quite some time, at least from 2008 to 2012. Then 2012 came along, and now we got Universal Music Group, we got Sony Music Group, and we got Warner Music Group. So, why are these labels important? Well, let's get into it tonight. Let's see if they are important. Let's see. At least now we know we can identify with who they are. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, well, where does Def Jam come in? And where does Capitol Records and all of these other labels come in? Well, I don't know if you are familiar with sub-labels, but a lot of these are sub-labels of the major labels. Okay, so we're going to get into that, and we'll just start off. Pull my boy Raw Dog right in with me. Raw Dog.
Hey, how are you this evening?
Pretty good, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. The sun's out up here in Washington State, so, hey, we're having a good time.
Oh, it is. Hey, it's like that over here, too, on the other side of the world.
Oh, wow. Well,
on your side of the world.
But in the middle of the United States, they're catching heck with them tornadoes.
We got the other God part. We got the other part of the sun, the moon. Yeah, it's dark over here, buddy.
Well, you know, hey, God bless everybody and hold on, you know, seriously.
Yes, sir.
Now, I kind of like this subject tonight because, you know, we're seeing the demise of the big labels. You know, they still have power. They still have the bank. And, you know, but the control is actually that they're loosening up. They're more like music bankers rather than music producers. You know, and I think this subject is a good subject that to toss around because, you know, I'm not sure if the artists are aware of all the sub-labels and what have you. They can get them the distribution through these bigger companies. And so I think this is a heck of a good subject.
Well, let's go there real quick, Rodolph. Well, for one, these big labels, they control over 75% of all music that is sold. Are you aware of that? All the world music, the stuff that we...
Well, yes. They have the distribution outlets, yes, and they also still somewhat run terrestrial radio, yes.
And then, with all that said, you know, if they control most of it, does it make sense to be in alliance with a bigger company in the event that your work to start to take feet on the ground, you start to, you know, get some footwork on the ground, get moving? Does it make sense? Because I know everybody's pushing to being an independent, but do we have the power? The power necessary really in our hand to just run it all. I mean, these guys, the big labels, don't get me wrong, they have introduced to us the big icons of the world today, reality. They did, on the majority scale. Now, there has been some that has came through and said and did it on them, their own, which I do not discourage. But I say like this, doesn't it make sense to know your competition? And then...
Let's put it like this.
I can't say they're your competition.
Well, yeah, you heard me jump in on that because, you know, I don't think they're what you would call your competition.
They're the one that you want to create an alliance with.
Well, yes. But now it goes like this. You know, let's bring it down to the street level, okay, so that the young folks kind of understand. It's like how many young folks can earn enough money and pay cash for a house. Well, okay, the bigger labels are like the bank. When you say alliances and what have you, they've got the outlets to make money for you. You know, it's like, you know, we talked about the radio stations, the terrestrial radio stations. Well, a lot of those are controlled by a subsidiary of some of these labels. You know, I mean, they buy into these terrestrial stations. You know, they support them. So, you know, when you start to say outlets and what have you, you know, it turns into the type of thing that you want those kind of power people to be promoting your product. But now, you know, the production of the product and what have you, now there's where the artist can get a little bit more control. But we'll get into that later on. But, you know, it turns into, yes, you don't want to be an enemy with these big guys because you can't – they have deep pockets, you know, and they have alliances that they can keep you from getting into the mainstream. You know, there's a show
– what you're saying there – I really don't think it's their intent. I think their intent is to actually, I mean, on the most part, it's not their intent. If the intent of them, because they're bankers, they're smart business people, and they know if you got the withal, they need to partner up with you too to help you come up more to get more exposure, because they know that they have. And then I think there's a bargaining power among the three that says, hey, these guys right here, man, they got legs. I want to grab them before Universal grab them. I want to grab them before Sony grab them because they hot.
Well, now see, you're right, but then to a degree, their contracts. Let's use an artist like Prince as an example. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, he was with Warner Brothers, and his contract, they owned the copyrights to his songs, if I'm not mistaken. And so what happened is that his contract, there was a problem with it. And that's when he became the artist formerly known as, and went in another direction with another distribution label. So he was one of those that could actually go against the company, and now he's back with Warner Brothers, if I'm not mistaken. But it was a point that, you know, in the good old days, they used to say being blackballed. Well, not fulfilling a contract, once you get with that label, you know, then it becomes a situation that you realize what you signed away. And you can be blacklisted until you fulfill that contract, or they can levy a lien against you and anything you might own in the future, collecting money. So, you know, it's not personal. It's business in the point that I was trying to make the statement about blackballing, you know, and being blacklisted, you know, because it's just business. It's contractual business. It's not personal. And so, you know, they're not, whether they like you or not, if you've got your name on the contract, they're just looking at the obligations and the responsibilities that you are supposed to fulfill, and they're supposed to receive monetarily in what they do, you know, for you. So, you know, I'm not trying to knock them, but I'm saying to the artist, yes, if you don't follow the contract, yes, they could turn against you, the artist. And so I'm just letting you know that.
Okay. We got John Lowe on deck with us. John Lowe, what's happening, man? Welcome to the show. Tell me, what's your input on tonight's topic?
You got a great topic, man. You know, like I said, you and Raw Dog, you know, bring it straight up and put it in people's face like that, you know. I mean, dealing with these major record labels, man, you know, they big. The record labels, these big record label guys, that's the reason they come up with that 360 deal. Because they're going to always be in control. Majority of all the business. The big record label is, you know, like you said earlier, you know, in your opening statement, you know, it's 75% of the major record label is have control over it. So, like I say, it's best, you know, if you doesn't have the money to really get started out there, and it's best try to, you know, to work with these labels and stuff like that, because, you know, they got their hand in everything, you know, everything that they do, you know, they got them, you know, the publisher, the producer, the records, record labels, studios, engineers, and they got it all. They're very organized. And that's the key, is being organized. And, you know, like I say, you would like to be able to be able to work with a lot of people in this industry. So it's best to keep a good attitude while you're in this industry and learn much as you could so you can keep from putting yourself in a position where it's going to hurt. But like I say, you know, just like I think Michael Jackson, he was with Sony record label. Michael Jackson was a smart man. People doesn't realize it, but Michael Jackson bought a percentage of some record label right before he went on his tour, before he died and stuff like that. And you see this video, his YouTube video, and he was up there talking about, you know, he had bought a part of it. Michael was a very smart businessman, also dealing with the record label. So, you know, he had to get in there and get to know the business, the inside scoop about the business, to be able to buy a part of the a percentage of the business. I think he had some commercial rights, some royalties coming from Dolly Parton. The song that Whitney Houston had sung, "I Will Always Love You." I think that's it. Yeah, Michael Jackson was getting some percentage of the royalties because he bought part of the company. So,
John, you added artists there. And he bought the Beatles copyrights.
Oh.
Yeah. He bought the Beatles, and when you start, man, he had deep pockets when he did that. And he was, you're right, he was a very good businessman in that investment, you know, because the Beatles are going to be around darn near forever, you know, with their music. You know, their music is going to last forever. So, you know, he reinvested. And Sony, you are right, he did have part of an investment in Sony. So you've been studying. I see. You've been following the guys making money.
Well, I'm trying. Hey, if you want to be successful in life, you got to see what they do.
Exactly.
And you know, John, that right there, what you said, is definitely something that that I wanted to stir up tonight. How important is it that you know what they do? By knowing what they do, what would you say is like? Factors in things that you should know about your competition.
Well, well, the thing is, that just like, how could I say it? Put it in an example. That's just like your bully. That's just like a bully. You always see this bully. He always fighting. He want to fight you, and every day you got to fight. So you got to learn what your bully is doing to counteract what he's doing, so you can get on the same. Level that he at.
You said a bully?
Yeah, I'm trying to use an example, like, you know, in life, you know.
Why you got to bring in the fighting, man?
No.
What's wrong with you, man?
You got a hard day at work.
John, you know I got to give you a hard time.
It's fighting, man. That's every day.
What would my life be if I couldn't do that?
Yeah. But it's good to know what's going on, man, inside the industry, because you know what to do and what not to do. And some people, managers and publishers and lawyers, you need to know what goes on inside the industry. And that's one reason that I come on Hip Hop Nation, the reason I love Hip Hop Nation, because they bring people on board that have been inside the label. And they've been out there, so they're talking about experience. And they've been through this. And like I say, and these young artists need to pay attention and learn as much as they could from these guys on this panel. You know, like I say, Raw Dog, he's been out there for a while. You know, he's been around the industry and stuff like that, performing, have a band. You know, so he knows some of the ins and outs of things to do and not to do. Dealing with booking agencies and stuff like that, and performing at shows and all that. So you gotta educate yourself now about this music industry.
Well, you know, John, thank you. I got love for you, John, and I'm gonna say it like this. I saw a lot of things in the music industry, and I even had somebody come to me that wanted to teach me how to milk a duck. And I had to sit back and go, milk a duck? You can't milk a duck. It's impossible. And, you know, in the music industry, you've got to be wise to the come-ons and all of that, you know, because everybody is not in knowledge to help you. You know, they might come to you because they see the talent and they want to ride on all the work that the artist or has done up to that point. And they, you know, the funny part about this is that the artist can get to the door without, you know, the janky promoter. Uh-oh, poetic's going to get mad now. without, you know, the people that want to jump on board, you know, the ones that sit back in the cut and aren't trying to chase after you, the ones that the artist seeks out to find, is there a pathway? What do you think? Can you do something for me? You know, generally, you know, things that come to you for free aren't necessarily good for you, you know, and a lot of artists that I've talked to have been approached by so-called people that can get them through the door in the industry. Well, there was a gentleman that calls in, and his name is Glenn, and he made the statement that pimping is in the music game. And if you start to think,
pimping ain't easy.
Well, it ain't never been easy, but if you think about the point of pimping and how usury the pimp is with his stable. I'm going to keep it clean. So if the little kiddies, they'll say, hey, the pimp, he owned horses. Yes, he did. So the whole thing about it is that, you know, it's he doesn't have the connections. It's all in the artist. The artist is going to be able to get someone in the industry to notice and open the door and get to these other labels, you know. But it's really funny because, I wonder how many artists are at this time really discovered on stage. You know, it's a lot, you know, we hear the artists saying they go out and they do this, and, you know, that's for exposure and what have you. That's not necessarily the way it's done anymore. I've got some artists in my stable that have never hit the stage, but I'm teaching them. As we go along, I'm teaching them, well, wait a minute. Now, this is the way that I want to see that you present yourself in front of a live audience. And, you know, I understand a show. See, each individual artist needs someone in their camp that's going to be able to, after they do their production, and it shows promise, to put together that artist's show. See, the label wants a full package. They want a full package. Now, some people have gone out there and learned and watched the A-list people and do a show. And they won't settle for less when they go out there. You know, I always put the statement that when we step out into this entertainment field, we all put our clothes on the same way, so we're all equal. Michael Jackson, even when he was a kid, his father made sure when he went out on that stage, he performed as though he was an adult. He danced, he sung, he didn't miss a note. The choreography was on, the music was on, and it was an act. They put on a good stage presence. I remember seeing Michael Jackson on Ed Sullivan, and he was just a kid, and he sung the song Ben. You know, he didn't get into love songs back then. He was singing songs that the young folks could be accepted and appreciated singing. And he sold to, guess what?
Oh,
people
baby,
his age.
Give me one more chance. Show me that you love me. Oh, I'm just saying.
Excuse me.
He didn't get into love song. Oh, I'm just saying.
How old was when he? Now see, you're attributing that voice.
Right.
He sounded like a kid when he was an adult. Old was he when he put that song out? I'm putting it to you, Poetic.
I thought it was about 13, 14 years old.
You mean ABC?
Is it ABC? Yeah. I don't remember.
Hey, when he was 13, puppy love is not a relationship, sex, and having babies.
Yeah, well, I ain't say all that. You just said love song.
I had a girlfriend when I was 10.
We know you was a player from the Himalayas.
Hey!
yes.
You ain't right, because I could tell some stories on you when you was a kid, too.
Now it's about throwing somebody under the bus.
Yeah, boy, I tell you. See how I slow him down, John? But no,
yeah.
You know what? The thing about it is that, you know, Not everybody is going to be a stage star. You know, but a studio star, there's so many individuals behind the scenes that have been contracted by major labels and that they have a working position with them. You know, I mean, a steady paycheck is better than a wish and an empty stomach, you know. Background singers that they have in their stable. They even have musicians in their stable, you know. And so what happens is that, you know, the label doesn't necessarily have to recruit you to be a star. Why not go and become an employee? You know, so the aspect of getting with a label, you know, that, you know, you get a check, you know, hey, I work for Universal. You know, okay, my check is signed by the president, the CEO of Universal. Dang, I'm in the industry. You know, so right, I want the – yes, yes.
We're getting ready to go to a break, and so I that's why I did interrupt. But when we do come back, I want to talk about why do we need them, or do we need them? Because you got a few who slipped through the crack and – They could go without that deal, or could they? Macklemore, independent, jumped through the hoops recently. The point is, does it make sense for a Macklemore to team up with one of the majors so he can keep this thing afloat, or do he just continue to do it independently? How does it
work? Ooh, I got an answer for that, but go to break. Ooh.
Okay, yeah. That's what I wanted to do, because I know Macklemore is a one that's close to your heart, as in the sense of business-wise, the way you think, because I know you've brought it up on several occasions, but I know that you've had some study behind it. Just want to know, what will it take? But before we go to a break, guys, I do have to say to everyone, very important to you, because very important to us, we want to connect with your music. That's the whole purpose of the program. You hear music at the end of this particular part of the section. You get a half hour of music here. But on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we play nothing but music, just to let you guys know. You need to upload your music at www.hiphopnationalradio.com. We want to connect with your music. We want to help you market it, and we want to help get it into some of the circles that we are a part of. Okay? So it's important that we partner up. We don't want to take over. We just want to partner up with you so we can get your music out to various other levels that we have connected ourselves with by being here. We want you to be a part of that, and so we can share it alike, you know. You know, share it. I like to take things lightly, but no, I'm dead serious. So anyway, we'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight, we just so happen to be talking about the big three record labels. Who are they? Why are they important? And when we come back, we want to talk about where Macklemore fit in. And could he continue to sustain himself on his own and never even mess with the majors? Or would it make business sense to go ahead and hook up with the big umbrella and work as other labels have worked with these major labels? So I just want to get your thoughts when we come back. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls. Photoshop. Original. Mean Girls, photo Shop Original. All hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's K-A-Y-O, visit online at KOblowkisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a hip-hop national radio exclusive.
Yes, 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 it's Dr. Ray T, and it's Spotlight Time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it, Spotlight Time. It's my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now, and debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
Run on the beat with an AK flow. It's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'ma unload. First word, books that wanna get bold. They lay away much, they some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill, kill that show, get that dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. It's something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, and I can back it up. And I can be walking, and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, that was your girl, Gabby Cashman. You got to go get it. www.gabbycashmere.com. That's www.gabbycashmere.com. Go pick up the rest. Go check out the rest of her stuff. Anyway, we are back into the topic tonight. We're talking about the big three record labels. Who are they? Why are they important? And before we went to the break, we was going to come back. We were going to talk about Macklemore. But before we do that, I think Dante, he wanted to chime in, and he said he wanted to go back to where we were at for a second. So before we do that, I'm going to bring him in before we get into the next part of the topic. Dante, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Oh, thank you so much, Poetic. Yeah.
Dante, what was your take?
Come in
what
and
was,
show some love. I was loving the great What Good Wisdom that Raw Dog spoke of about the music, and he was breaking down some interesting things. And about the music.
When you were saying that he said something about Michael Jackson, that's when you said, I wanted to be in there. And by the way, Michael Jackson was 11 years old at that time when ABC came out, Raw Dog, just to give you some, you know, facts on it, because, you know, I had to Google that. Remember?
Yeah, but you know what? Now, what I want you to think about is, it was the Jackson 5 that put that song out. It was not Michael Jackson.
Still was a love song.
No. Yeah. He had older brothers that took the lead in some songs.
Yeah.
They're easy to forget, but they were there.
Oh, no, they were there. They were there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. He was a part of it.
He sung ABC. All he did was ABC. Okay.
Yeah,
Hey, look at it. If my family was as talented as they were, hey, I'd have my little daughter up there saying, A, B, C, and then the rest of the family do the other words. Yay. He was talented, man. He was a cute kid, and they had 100% look at by all ages. Hey. So let's get our young kids out there and let's do this.
Dante, bring us up to date with what you were saying. What you had to
say. Okay, I know it was important that you were speaking on the topic about the three important record labels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I was wondering what is in reference to, do you mean basically what is the reason for having like a important label, like as far as distribution? Is that basically what the topic was explaining? Or?
Oh, so you're wondering if it's a good idea to at least hook up
uh-huh.
the major label so you can get distributed on a worldwide scale. Yeah, it makes sense. What you think, Rodal, is to hook up with
these
big labels.
Yeah, see, because
labels.
There's where there's a
so
big money
right
investment.
Huh?
Yeah, that's a big money investment. And when you think about it, and you're not really having the deep pockets to do a major saturation of your product, go to the bank. They'll invest in the distribution.
That's where they are. I mean, literally.
Yeah,
you call them the major labels, but that's exactly where they are. They're the bank.
Yeah,
they're
the music bank. And so, you know, when we think about it, we go, well, okay, but isn't that kind of selling out? No, that's getting out there.
I was going to say that to you.
No,
is
but
that
that's getting out there. You know, it's just like
getting
this. Okay.
There. Okay.
Okay. You're going to leave your house today. I'm inviting you over. Are you going to catch a plane? Are you going to catch a train? Are you going to get a car? Are you going to walk? It all costs money. It's going to cost money. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the bus is going to take you longer to get from Florida to Washington State. But an airplane is going to get you here in shorter time. That's the way I look at a major label. They're going to get you distributed all around the country because they have the pockets, and they're going to pay to get that distribution out there. You know, you can do it slow. You can, an artist can travel from state to state with them in the trunk of his car. If his car makes it to all the states in the continental United States in the lower 49, then okay. But what if his car break down and he got a heck of a product? He should have went to the label. It's just logic. If they're accepting you. Now you got to figure out like this. You got to create the buzz and the demand, and you got to have the statistics so that when you knock on that door, that they are welcoming you through that door. But if you're just an artist with an ego and you don't have any statistics, especially when it comes to the people listening and you selling or the popularity, then you got an issue. You know, you've got a real issue. Now, the way Macklemore did it, I can appreciate that because he hit it hard. He might be a one-hit wonder, and he got paid. Now, he bought a mansion up here, and so did Ryan Lewis, and they televised it on the news. You know, they're paying $3 million cash. So when we start talking about the industry, the job, and coming home and having a bank account, he doesn't have to put out another record. He could do something else. He could sit and eat beans and rice and laugh and say, they just don't know, do they? And never do anything again. But I think the object is to get paid like the lottery, because you don't know how long a career is going to last in this music industry. You know, let's jump to somebody like, oh, let me think. Let me think of a one-hit one. Vanilla Ice. Ice Baby. He's no longer putting out records. So when we start to think about this and what have you, how do we handle the thought about having a product that the industry is willing to invest and distribute? I got to go for it. I really have to go for it, you know? I think that's the way all the artists should look.
Okay, so now we're talking about Macklemore. Say, I think Macklemore has been approached about it, but you know, I think he when it comes to the discussion, he's not wanting to put up a 360 deal where percentages of merchandise and all that stuff is coming out of there. So, but he's open for a discussion by it, from what I read.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, let's put it like this. Slavery was abolished. Freedom is what, from East Coast to the West Coast, is supposed to exist for everybody. Are you going to go into slavery, or you still want to be free?
Well, I want to be
free. Got to think about that one. I know, but see, but guess what? That's what he has tasted, is freedom.
Yes.
He's been able to market and brand himself, and that's his money. How much money did he really make? It's been a quiet secret. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that there has been no statistics anywhere that you can find on how much he made from his CD or his tour, his worldwide tour?
But yes, when he was at number two, they said 78,000 copies were sold. So you can kind of put that together if you go find out how much those are.
Guess what? He was on the top of the charts for how many weeks? He was number one. And then he went on a tour, Australia, Japan. I mean, he did a global tour. And he came back home here, and he had three shows, three different days, sold out within 15 minutes of tickets being available. Now, you talk about a moneymaker. You get that much freedom and it's all yours? Ain't no way.
What you think, John?
Well, like I say, it right on point, you know what I mean? Like I say, for him selling all those 7,000-8,000 copies, and, you know, there's no money coming out of it. It's his product, you know what I mean? He's a self-made. You know, like, say, for instance, I had a contract and stuff like that, I get 10% or whatever off my CD sale, you know, 10% or something like whatever, but $1.50, if I sell CDs for $15, 10%, something like $1.50 for each sale, and then it was 78,000, you know, $1.50 for 7, 8, CD sales, you know, it ain't coming up to that much, but it's coming to some money. But you look at it, that he's making the whole, say, $13 after all of it distributed out and stuff like that. You know, that's more money in his pocket. So you got to look at it all different kind of ways and points. it was a blessing for him to be self-made like that and do that and make that money, because inside the industry, you need to know about the royalties and all the percentage they take out and all that kind of stuff out your music. And it was a blessing for him to be self-made like that. And that's
what
the thing
now
about
you got to think about. You got to trip off of two sides. He was in a McDonald's commercial. He did a drop for that, one of his songs. He's been in a couple of commercials. Now, and the thing, the Poetic said 78,000, but I believe he went platinum, okay?
It was number two at the time. At the time, from what I was reading, I'm not saying that that's all he went, you know, because the song ended up going to number one on the chart.
Right. But now that was Billboard charts, right?
Yeah, Billboard charts. He's now at number. It reached number one on the Hot 100 on Billboard's in 2013. Thrift Shop.
Well, I had a chance to look at. There was other charts too. There was a global one, and what have you. And I had a chance to peek at those, and he had hit numbers that hip-hop artists hadn't hit in so long globally. See, you know, the trip is
yes,
that, you
well,
know.
Well, it says here is since 1994 for the Billboard charts. 94? Since 1994 that a song, it was the first time since 1994 that a song reached the Hot 100 without the support of a major label.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Without the support of a major label.
And they own all the publishing rights. And the
IP. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we went to Macklemore just to say, it's not to say that shows that you could be an independent, and the possibility is you can win the lottery.
Oh yeah, and that's what I'm hoping for all the artists
Did you hear what I just say? Did you hear what I say? You can win the lottery. In other words, the chances are. Don't get me wrong. What he is one out of several million, and that's reality.
Oh yeah, but guess what?
Whereas,
he was original.
If you can get the momentum going. And you can get the publicity behind you. You can start to promote your record and start connecting and making connections within the industry. Start putting yourself on resources and platforms that can get the word out for you. It makes sense for you to go ahead and get things going. And then to get on the fast track, it's nothing wrong with aligning yourself with the labels.
Yeah,
because,
but you know what? Now you talked about something really great. The one thing I think that they need to know to align themselves, the lyrics and the message has to be one that, you know, that the industry sees that anybody can enjoy. And let's jump to Pharrell. Happy. You see what I'm saying? It's on the same.
Mm-hmm.
If you really examine the science, it's the same as Macklemore. The
and,
science
and now,
in
now
the
Rondo,
music.
Remember we were talking about competition. Don't get me
exactly.
wrong.
Exactly.
That's where let's just say in the music industry, if you are a music artist, your competition lies in the lane of the artist that is doing the same thing that you're trying to do. You should
wait a minute. No, you're confusing them now.
I ain't finished. You should let me finish.
Don't make me mute your button.
All right. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying that they're your direct competition. I'm just saying those are the guys that you want to model your work after. The guys who are doing it out there in the industry, the ones that's already doing it. It's always good to learn from another person's mistakes or learn from their success. That's what I was going to
say.
Not Rondo, jump all over me.
Okay.
Down.
I almost did that. My finger was going to that mute button. He started in. No, but you know what? You're right in the point.
He said it.
Oh,
let
now I'm
going to
hit
down
the mute
for the
button
record, guys.
Just getting
write
carried
that
away.
Down. Write that down. Raw Dog said I was right. Okay.
But see, check this.
What's that?
Now, a lot of the artists that we talk to and on different shows, We tried to explain to them that the financial gain over all age groups is where you want your music to be at. Now, Pharrell's happy. Babies and elementary school children, middle school children, high school children, college students, moms and pops, grandparents, they all can sing along that song with that song in the same room. That is 100% audience. If you no matter where it's played, no one's gonna hit the button unless they're tired of the song. Okay? But they're not gonna change the radio station. They're not going to turn the TV set. They're going to let it play through. It's got a unification point in it, and everybody wants to be happy. You know, we talk about the media. We talk about the dissatisfaction. We talk about, oh, I want a Bentley. But in point, that's advertising to say you're never supposed to be satisfied. But in his music, you're satisfied. You're happy with what you have, where you're at. You're happy within who you are, and you're just happy. You know, I'm glad to hear a song like that because hopefully everybody going down the street will no longer mean mug each other as you look each other in the eyes. I could care less if you can fight better than me, if you're harder than me. Just be happy because we ain't got to go to that extreme. See, Macklemore did the same thing when he started talking about coming up, going to the thrift store. You know, everybody's pocket's empty except the 1% in America. You know, if you're keeping up, you got to pay them bills. The check comes in, the money goes out. Broke just like I was the day before the check got there. The reality of it is, hey, guess what? You can still be happy. You can be happy with red beans and rice. Why do you have to have lobster? It's all about how you want to look at things. And in the music science, guess what? Going to the thrift store to come up ain't no sin. Happy? I can be happy just sitting here talking on the phone with y'all. See, there you go.
John, are you happy?
Yeah, I'm really happy. I'm happy.
John,
you know, like I say,
John, what do you think of Pharrell's song, and why do you think it was good marketing sense?
Well, okay, hey, like I say,
and go ahead.
Like I say, it's a great point that Rod Dog did make, man. You know, you can. Say, for instance, it brings people closer together. It unites people. Because, say, for instance, you know, most kids say, well, my parents don't understand the kind of music that we play and stuff like that. But this young man made a song where if this mother walking her daughter room and hear this song and she like it, she can sing right along with the song. And so that closed that gap. Between the distance between the parents, you know, and kids and the music, you know what I mean? It closed that gap with the music era, with the older people and the younger people. It closed that gap, man. And that gave the kids and the parents get a chance to talk and get closer, and they can communicate about something. You know, they can agree about something, and you know, they grow closer as a family. Because that guy played, you know, that's a brilliant song, and it's real. And he covered, you know, that any black, white, anybody hear that song, they're going to like it. They like it, because I think they said they're going to make it a theme song for which television show that is, a talk show. It's going to be the new theme song, Just Want to Be Happy.
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, I heard that, but I can't remember it.
I can't remember, man. Listen, that's money right there. you got to open your mind up out here trying to make this music, you know, to reach all genre of peoples, all age. Like I said, that song there going to be on the got life on the shelf right there. And they'll be talking
exactly.
about that. Just like you talk about Tupac, you know what I mean? This guy here is, you know, becoming a legend, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Becoming
yeah.
a legend and stuff like that. And like I said, and he stepped out the box, you know, he didn't have to try to be all hard and be a thug or whatever, you know what I mean? But, you know, he did something still, made great music. And like I say, it's, you know, the whole thing is put together.
Exactly. And you were right on that, John.
I want to make
you
a
there,
point. There. You got you. Yes, I am. Do you hear me now?
No, I'm going to hit the mute.
Okay, but you didn't want to hear me now. That's what it is. You don't want to hear me now. Hey, anyway, I want to make a point with you guys. You guys said a Pharrell song. I'm happy. Was Pharrell independent on that song? Or was he owned by a, I mean, is that done through via a label that he's a part of? So, in other words, did he do it as a Macklemore did it with as an independent? Did he do it with a sub label, or did he do it with a major label, and then do the major label on the sub label?
Well, let's put it like this.
What's the affiliation? I want to know how that goes.
Now, you know what? I'm gonna give you the business plot, possibly, that he has followed. Pharrell was with the Neptunes. If
okay.
I'm not mistaken, Pharrell has his own record label
okay.
that he produces
which,
music
which,
under.
Which is what? Is that called a vanity label?
Oh, you've been Googling, huh?
No, I'm just curious. I'm always Googling, man. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm always Googling. I love this Google thing, man. I love the internet. This is the knowledge, the information highway, bro.
Yes, but you know what?
Googling,
I'm not against it.
Out.
I'm not... What I'm trying to teach the young folks that just like you taught me, you know, for so long you'd say, well, man, if you don't know it, Google it. And I'd go, Google, God, Google, Google. He always says Google it. I started Googling. And guess what? You're right. Ring your bell. Go ahead.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
Ding, ding, ding,
that's two in one night.
Oh, okay.
Don't push your luck. But
now
no, you're right on that. That's why I brought it up, because if you don't know, you can know in
now
an instant
know.
The answer to that question. And I think I'm right. He does have his own production label, but he uses a major distributor, and he probably gets really, really great terms with the label, because he's established himself as a true producer. And they probably fight over distribution with him.
I mean,
because
don't get me
that's
wrong.
Your money.
It definitely gives you the power. That's what I'm trying to say. It gives you leg power when you create your own momentum. You create your own buzz. By the way, guys, start taking advantage of Hip Hop National Radio. Start advertising yourself on the program. Very important, so you can connect with our circle of friends, too. That's just what we do. And you help us stay alive so we can give you this imperative information. So I'm just asking you guys. And if you guys just feel it in your heart, you can always go to Hip Hop National. Go down towards the bottom of the page in the second section at the top. There's a donate button, and just show us some love at the program. We would love you for it. I just thought I should put that out there because you never know what a person's heart is wanting to lend you or give you.
Hey, guess what?
What?
If they decide, they can send two pair of Oakley sunglasses to Hip Hop National.
Hip-Hop National Radio.
Exactly.
Three. You know I like John Lowe.
Oh, three pair. Okay. But you know what? I'm going to say this to you. Now, I'm going to give you another formula.
Okay.
Now, have you heard that song, Talk Dirty to Me?
No.
I take it that you guys haven't heard that, huh?
Mm-mm.
It's a song that the guy has a horn in it. And all I've heard of it is Talk Dirty to Me. And then the horn will play in between, and it's more of a dance song. Well, they're actually using that for a television show preview for that show. Now, I'll give you another one, all right, since you guys ain't heard
that. Wait. I want to ask you this. You brought that up to tell me that why?
Well, what's happening is that most of the hip-hop artists and what have you are going into a mantra mode. Something to inspire and just a thought. All the jibber-jabber and the ego and what have you, they're starting to delete that. It's starting to go into a dance phase hip-hop. I don't know if they're picking up on it. I don't know if they're really picking up on it. They can say I'm wrong and what have you, but I've been watching it. I listen to it daily on different submissions and different sites and what have you, and I'm seeing that it is not all of the ego, because they burnt that one out. You know, hey, nobody wants to hear about me and when I wake up and I have to rub my arthritis pain on my knee and how angry I get, and if you step on my foot, I'm going to slap you. They don't want
to
hear that anymore.
Let's go back to Pharrell for a second.
Okay.
The only reason why I want to go there is because Pharrell, okay, you said he had the Neptunes, right?
He started with the musical group Neptunes, yeah.
Okay. Then, who is Columbia? What is his relationship with Columbia?
Okay.
And is Columbia,
I know his name
is
for...
Is Columbia a major label?
Well, see, let me explain something to you. I can't tell you how the hookup works for Pharrell. I can't tell you who Columbia is in his life. I hear him.
Yeah,
I listen
Columbia
to him.
Columbia is one of the major three labels.
Well, but see, guess what? You know this.
Subsidiary of the major label, which is Sony.
Okay, but see, guess what? I don't know
I've been
that.
Googling, man. Googling, man.
Oh, boy. You know, Googling
give
to you.
Give a man a little bit of power, man. You start getting strong.
You know, Googling to you is like wine to a wino. It just keeps going and going and going. And what? It's time
man
to
man down. Look out for poetry. Faster than a speeding bullet, bigger than a car, yellow like the sun. Here comes the bus. All right, everybody, let's grab him. He's a little fast. He's faster than what we thought. We'll get him next time.
I haven't played 3, 4, and 5.
Dude, something wrong with that cat. We'll be back in just a moment. The big three record labels, who are they? Why are they important? That's what we're talking about tonight. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from Hip Hop National partner, The Valda Beebe Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit Hip Hop National. Get your hip-hop national news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products, starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
file conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. We talk about the big three record labels. Who are they? Why are they important? I am just so glad to be back with you guys after that bus came through and ran me over just before we took the break. I just can't believe it. They're after me, guys. They are after me. And Raw Dog is the culprit. Raw Dog, back to the show. I know you're there, man. Anyway, I'm going to ask you this, Raw Dog. Do you think by being a part of these major labels, it can expand upon different opportunities that lies ahead in the marketplace by learning from them and learning some of the things that they do? Because don't get me wrong, these guys have been around forever. They know all the ins and outs, and they want to see you know some of these things for a reason, because if they can get you through them, and then this does bring up the 360, by the way. Nobody wants to sign that, and that's kind of one of those things that people are shying away from. But why did the major record labels go there? Why do you think they're going there? And the question is, do you think there's other opportunities that they can help you explore where you probably couldn't get into? I'm starting with you, Rodolfo. You got the floor.
Well, you know, let's put it like this. That 360 deal, you have to look at it like this. The money for the movie industry, for commercials, for appearances, you know, for award shows, appearances, magazine appearances, the artists are getting paid for a lot of that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know, I remember Will Smith saying he did an introduction on a Grammy show, and they had the bag that they give everyone that does that, that's filled with all these treasures and goodies. Up to what, $30,000, $50,000 of gifts in the bag, and plus there's a salary. You know, they don't do that for free. So it turns into the type of thing that, you know, the industry was, you know, making money is what they do. Pimping ain't easy. You know, I mean, just call it like it is. I mean, you know, you go in as an artist wanting to do that and making records and what have you, and you want to go home at night, but call it what it is. If they can get you to sell your soul, sign it away, they want all they can get. You know, I mean, it's just the way the industry is, you know. When you go to buy a car, you know, if you go to the wrong car lot and they say they'll finance you, their interest rates are higher than the bank. You know, you're paying more money for that car than the price that they were trying to sell the car. So it just depends upon how you negotiate yourself with that contract. You can always say no. You can always say no. I mean, sometimes no is the best word coming out of your mouth rather than yes. You know, so if they can get it, okay. But then guess what? if you're talented, and if they are wanting you, you can always shop around. Back to you, Poetic.
I'm just curious. Okay, wait. John, I'm going to come to you. You have anything you wanted to say based on what Ronald, you just heard from Ronald? John.
You can't get John because you done muted John. Why are you muted John?
Hello. I know you was talking to John on mute.
No. I hit the button. Oh, he's there now.
Okay. Me personally, man, I look at the 360 deal and everything. I will sit down and analyze the music industry. You need to analyze where you're at in your life, what you got going for yourself. Are you capable of putting yourself out there? Do you got the funds to put yourself out there? Do you got the means? Do you got the contacts?
Mm-hmm.
All that shit will come in play when you're making a decision about a big record label and everything. If you already have money in your corner, you can probably go out there and try to go independent. But if you doesn't have that money, it should be realistic. And there's a lot of artists out here fighting, trying to get heard and everything, because there's so many people trying to get into this industry. So me personally, you know, I will analyze where I'm at and where I want to go with my music career. How far do I want to go? Because you can go further starting out, you know, with a record label, because they got the money, they got the contacts and stuff like that. Because you sign a contract with them, that doesn't mean you have to stay your whole life with that certain company. You get with the company, the record label, and you learn as much as you can. And you take that knowledge, and you can take it, you know, if you do 5 albums, okay, all right, so you've been with this label for 3 years. So after your contract is up, so, hey, you can go and do your own thing. That's what a lot of guys are doing that sign with record labels. They with a major record label, but they still got the independent label. They got their own artists. So they trying to be, you know, trying to learn the business, and once they learn the business, the inside scoop in the industry, you get your feet wet and really know the business part of it. And like I say, then you can go out and be on your own. You don't have to stay with that record label for that period of time. You feel like they getting the best of you, but sometime in life you got to let the devil have a little bit, you know what I mean? If not, he gonna get it all. You know, some of us, you know, you'll never
like the way you put that.
Don't be telling me that. I don't want him to have nothing. Anyway, let's say this, guys. Stephanie Germanta, are you guys familiar with her?
No. Yeah, she's my neighbor.
Are you really? She really is?
No.
But you are. But you're. Are you familiar with who she is?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. Now, if I would have said the name Lady Gaga, would it stood out more to you to understand who she is?
Yeah, she owed me $5.
She owed you $5. Now I tell you just like this. I'm just saying. if she hadn't had her association and her, what you call it, her time with a label that actually honed her and guided her and geared her towards her success. Right now, according to Wikipedia, this lady has got a net worth of $110 million. That's huge. Whereas you got a lot of artists today, they want to be independent. Don't get me wrong, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you got to also have the knowledge, the experience of what it takes to run that label, and so you could run it as an independent. You got to also invest in your product. I say that, and I push that, and I push it hard because. And what we do here on Hip Hop National is just a small envelope compared to what's on a major scale. It is huge. It is huge. Marketing is the key to your success. And Lady Gaga is a very successful artist. Other ones, Michael Jackson, as you guys were talking about, let's say Madonna, all of these people, we know Prince, we know these people out there, we know these names, but believe me, labels was attached to them that pushed them and that helped get them above ground. And if you're not, like I say, if you want to be an independent, know what your competitors do. Study them.
Exactly.
Study them to a T. And then you can operate in that lane. If you don't know how to operate in that lane, start connecting with the people who can and aligning yourself with the right tools so you can do so.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole purpose of this program. We're here to talk about various tools and techniques, tips and advice that impact this industry of music. We do it 7 days a week. We on with music. Right now, guys, hey, by the way, the Sunday show is being reprogrammed. So y'all stay tuned. Just wanted to put that out there. Rodolfo, I know you got
something
to say. I know you got something
to
say.
Well, okay. I'm glad you came to me before I threw a pretzel in my mouth. Okay. You know what? Because I'm just snick-snacking like a fiend over here. But, no, you know, hey, I'm glad you brought up someone like Lady Gaga. You know, there's room in this industry to be money to be made. You know, Macklemore didn't make it all. Lady Gaga didn't make it all. So the artists that are coming out, they have to understand when we make a statement like Macklemore, Lady Gaga, Pharrell, what's the one thing that you notice about all of that? You know what where I'm going, Poetic? Well, that just told me.
I don't know.
They're all different. They're all original.
Yeah. Oh, they're original.
You can't
definitely
mistake one for the other. Now, that's what the artists need to understand. You know, be that entertainer. Be yourself. Don't be a clone. What do they say? The greatest flattery is to be copied. Well, okay, but not in the music industry. In the music industry, to be original, to be your own star. You know, I can remember a guy that was on television that couldn't sing. But he made so much money. You remember the guy, Tiny Tim, that sang Tiptoe Through the Tulips? He played a ukulele.
No, man, that was an old song.
Ah, don't even go there. Don't even go there. You go there, and the bus will come back at you. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah,
I told you, you're pushing
that
envelope.
Organ grinder or something like that.
Yeah, you never forgot about that organ grinder and the monkey. Yeah. That was a heck of an analysis, wasn't it? Okay,
yes,
but no, what I'm saying to you is, okay, I know. Let's bring it up to your area, your era, so I know that you know this guy. Who on
minutes, so I don't want to stay there too long because I got one rapper icon that I wanted to bring up to them that definitely they all heard of and they heard this company. We're going to show the association how it all goes down the line. Go ahead, sir.
Well, okay. You remember the guy Wong from American Idol or The Voice that tried out and he was just so terrible?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But he made money.
Yeah.
Okay, so being original is what's necessary for you to make money in this. Okay. All right, now go to who you're gonna say.
Let's talk about Sean Corey Carter. You know who that is, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now
that's my cousin.
That's your cousin. Now your cousin had Rockefeller. Your cousin had Rockefeller Records, right?
Wait a minute now. Yep. Yep, he got it in a lawsuit.
Okay. And then his association went to, he went on to Def Jam. I mean, became president there, whatever. And then, now Def Jam.
Are you sure of that?
Yeah. Yeah, he became he became the president of Def Jam Records.
Okay.
I think.
Cuz is moving up.
All right, and then wait, let's go here. Now, the Def Jam, the parent company of that, is Universal.
Right.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you. These major label and right now. His net worth in 2012 was over $500 million.
Yep.
So being a part, don't get me wrong, being a part of the bigger picture sometimes could help you move a product to a major level. Not saying to sell out to the industry. No, I'm saying make good business sense, make good business decisions as you start it. Dot crossing your I's. I would say crossing your T's and dotting your I's.
But you got to give him credit that his productions were original and they were good.
They were good, without a doubt.
Yeah, you got to give the talent where the talent is. See, once you establish that lane.
Anytime we talking about anything, y'all got to know Raw Dog going to go attack the production. Because he's a producer.
Yep. I'm supposed to tell the truth, ain't I?
Yep. Tell the truth.
Okay. You know what? And the thing about it is this. The artist that has a product is only going to be as strong and as good as that production is being heard with the depth and the clarity. And, you know, the magic, you know, I can't give away that secret.
Yeah. Guys, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not against anybody being an independent. In fact, I endorse them. But know that if you want to move your product on a major scale, you can hook up with these guys, and they can help put that around the country. That's in outside the country.
You mean in the world?
Hold on. Hey, Rod, I'll take the floor for a second.
All right. Well, now that he's given me the floor, it's the Raw Dog Show. No. And what he was saying to the young artist, and I'm going to kind of explain that. Look, when you get the opportunity to be able to negotiate with a label, that in itself is applying for employment. Don't get it twisted. That means you're a working artist. That means you have started building your resume that you can take to the bank because you are under contract. You know, when we talk about jobs, there are salaried employees. And I want you to understand that hooking up with a label gives you that credibility of being in business, employed, and having an income that can be verified. That's what every artist is looking for in his career, to be established legitimately. You know, now, you can be an independent artist, and you can do what we call the monkey hustle, which is selling out of the back of your car, but that's not going to give you the credibility in this world to buy a house unless you establish yourself in a business format. Now, so this music industry is a business industry. The first step an artist has got to do is establish himself in a business And then his business is going to then do business with the label so that you can have credit, bank accounts, that the IRS is not going to penalize you for buying a car and paying cash if you've earned it. You know, there's a lot of penalties. You know, we always talk about Big Brother watching you. You know, hey, you know, on the streets and the corners, you know, there's that hustle, which can be illegal if you choose to dabble in that type of format, and you're going to go to jail. Well, in the adult world, when you have money, and if you cannot account for how you have earned the money because you didn't keep receipts, you're not doing it in a business format, you're not paying taxes as though it's an income, then you're going to get caught down the road as an artist. They did it to Ron Isley. He went to prison for income tax evasion, claiming he was making one price, but he was getting paid another price. I'm not ready to go to prison. That's too big a cost. I want to have fun every day. I want to walk in the park if I want to. I want to create music when I want to. Money's not worth losing your freedom. So do business. Do legitimate business so it doesn't come back and bite you. Over the years, I imagine Ron Isley has done that kind of thing for many, many years. I don't think it was something he just learned. But they caught up with him. I'm not one to want to go to prison. And I don't think any of our people out here are thinking that way. So doing business can be gratifying. Doing business can be upright. Doing business, you are an adult. Why not? Why can't you? Why should
John, you want to go to prison, don't you?
No, I don't want to go to prison.
Come on, man.
You know what? I drove by a prison. And you know what I did? What happened? I hit the gas because I said, uh-oh, I'm too close. And then I drove by a mental institution. And then I pulled the car over, and I got out, and I hollered, hi, cuz. And then I drove home. I got a cuz that's kind of having hard times like that.
I can tell you like this, me personally, I'm with you, Raw Dog. Totally with you. John Lowe, you have any final comments? We're getting ready to go to the break. Not to the break. We're getting ready to go to music. So go ahead. Give us your final out cue for tonight, my brother. You got the floor.
Only thing I would say, man, for the upcoming unsigned artists, man, you know, keep educating yourself about this business and this industry, and keep tuning in to Hip Hop National to keep getting this knowledge, man, and helping these people, helping you to help yourself, man, to better yourself and get your career going in the right direction. You know, there's some great people on your team here, and use them. I'll just leave that there. Yeah.
I'll say this. I wanted to tell you, Raw Dog, when I gave you the mic, you took over with the Raw Dog Show. Man, you went into the professor level. I thought it was very good. I just sat back and I was listening and I was learning and I was taking notes. Good job, man. And that's right.
Well, thank you. And no, I won't do that again. You ain't slick.
Yeah,
you good, but you ain't slick.
That was pretty good. All right,
but
guys,
you know what? Hey, this was a good show tonight. I like the conversation. I like the material. I hope that the young folks have learned something. You know, hey, if they need us here at Hip Hop National, call us. Hire us. We can be employed by you. We go, hey, and we ain't got no shame in our game. But guess what? We're here to help, and that's why we do the show. I just want to say God bless everybody. You know what time it is. It's about that time to do that thing. Are you ready, Poetic?
Yes, sir. Dr. A.T., right off. Take it away.
All right. God bless.
This is Dr. Ray T, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. A.T.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T.
Next on deck. One more round.
It's one more round. Let's go. MRP.
Feel good, yeah, that's success. Step through the door, I ain't got no more stress. Nothing on my mind, having a good time. Loved ones all around me, leave your worries behind. Smile for me, baby, even if you had your worst day. Shots all around, I know it's someone's birthday. But yeah, I got my family in here. You feeling alright, then put your glasses in the air. Yeah, we make a toast to the good life. Party is a job, then I'ma work it all night. And let's party like we stars and they kick us out. Drink liquor till the bar runs out. Yeah, live for the moment, not knowing where it takes me. Don't matter where I end up, just get home safely. Mr. Club Owner, don't shut this down. Cause the night is still young, I need one more crowd. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we famous till they kick us out. But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round, one more round, one more round.
One more. Let's go.
One more round. Bass in the speakers, beating all your pain away. Dance up your problems, sweating out the bad days. Feeling so right, at an all-time best. Looking so nice in your brand new dress. I wanna have a good night with all my friends. Can we make it last forever? And don't forget, smile every time when I'm taking my pics. Cause I'm blessed, never thought life would end up like this. I got a pocket full of sorrows, pillow for tomorrow. Got my pain in this bottle, I'll be finished when it's hollow. And pour shots till they get the last drop. Then the party don't stop till they calling the cops. Yeah, stress free living, but now that we living, got the bottles on ice, we VIP chilling. But yeah, and tonight is the night. But tell me how you feeling. Just one more, feel it. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we're famous till they kick us out. But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round. One more round, one more round, one more round. Go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call up your friends and tell them come through. And we'll do this every night like deja vu. I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call all your friends up and tell them come through. And do this every night like deja vu. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we're famous till they kick us out. But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round. One more round, one more round. One more round.
Next on deck, I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I hit the block.
block like a pill, riding real slow. Got a pocket full of bro, trying to turn it into show. I'm a D-boy, doing what the D-boys do. Riding round off the drink, so listen to screw. I do the fool, swanging, hogging up the lane. I do it for them boys with the candy on the train. With the real big rims, car sitting tall. Flip down screens, hit the button and they fall. If you fall like I fall, your wrist is icy. When they see them diamonds shining, I think they like me. It's a game time thing, and you already know. I stay stunting, haters mad cause they watching me glow. I got my swagger right, check, game tight, check. When I'm chopping through the city, everybody break their neck. I'm swinging to the left, I'm swinging to the right. Then I slow down my swing and let them spin at the light. I'm swinging, get your swing on, get your swing on. I'm swinging, get your swing on, get your swing on. I'm swinging, get your swing on, get your swing on. I'm swinging, get your swing on, get your swing on. I'm swinging, get your swing on, get your swing on. Greens flippin', swervin' in and out of lanes. It's your boy Scotty Pippin', still sippin' on yak, still blazing up a sack, still riding in the lac with the roof pushed back, coming down like a hog, chopping and swangin', 18s in the trunk, and I'm keeping them bangin', ain't no windows tinted, you can see me in it, don't put the rims on it without TVs in it. We ain't new to this, we've been doing this here for moons. I'm a game time player, I run around with tycoons. I'm swangin', grip, grip, grippin' on the grain. I'm swangin', can't drip, drippin' in the lane. I'm swangin', rims still spinning like gold. When I pull off, the rims start moving real slow. When I'm in your city, you gotta watch me glow. Nebraska on the plates and I represent the O. I'm swangin', get your swang on, get your swang on. I'm swangin', get your swang on. Get your swang on. I'm swang. Get your swang on. Get your swang on. I'm swang. Get your swang on. Get your swang on. I'm swang. Get your swang on. Get your swang on. I'm swang. Get your swang on. Get your swang on. I'm swang. Get your swang on. Get your swang on. I'm swang. Get your swang on. Get your swang on. I'm from the bed. We started off with Dayton's and Vogue. Now it's candy paint blades and them pop-up doughs. In my city, if you're ballin', you gotta ride clean. If you're riding on rims, then you gotta watch screens. When I pull up at the lights, my rims don't stop. When I'm riding up the block, my rims gon' chop. I'm the MVP, I'm the player of the game. In the slab coming down, pants drippin' in the lane. If you ride shiny clean, then you're doing your thing. I blow the horn when I pass, I'm respecting your swing. I see you, player. Go ahead, do what you do. When I ride by the stunner, I'ma chuck him a deuce. It's an Omaha thing. Go on, swing, go on, swing. You got diamonds in your chain. Let them hang, let them hang. This is for the players that be keeping it real. Pop your collar with me, pimpin', and show me your grill. I'm swang, get your swang on, get your swang on. I'm swang, get your swang on, get your swang on. Get your swang on, I'm swang. Get your swang on, get your swang on, I'm swang. Get your swang on, get your swang on, I'm swang. Get your swang on, get your swang on, I'm swang. Get your swang on, get your swang on, I'm swang. Get your swang on, get your swang on.
Yes, yes, yes. It is spotlight time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight time. It is my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now. Been debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart,
and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, less so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. With an AK flow, it's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'ma unload. First word, bro, that wanna get bold. They lay away much, they some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill that show, get that dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you'll get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. It's something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, then I can back it up. And I can be walking and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. I just got my second win and I'm going in. I got a good stride, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach buddy, I got the girls out. Pick up your jaw when the girl's out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than crime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the limmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood. I don't like to brag, but I'm looking good. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
Next on deck, The Dreamer.
I'm a dreamer, dreamer, dreamer. I say, hey, I paid a
ain't what I'm planning for. I overstand the pain, still don't understand it though. So I'm being persecuted till I find an antidote. So gon' die for nothing, I'ma die for what I'm standing for. Walking through the sea of suffering, but still I persevere. Being not a god enough, enough, don't need no tattoo tears. I've been dreaming for years, without the man in the mirror. Fear. Daughters with me home and tell me what I got to fear. Count the cost on the day I was marked by the cross. I could die tomorrow as a martyr and there's nothing lost. You can't kill me with your weapons, words of prejudice. How you gon' take my life when God already said it?
Cause I dream this thing every day. It's just me against everything. Me against everything every day. It's just me against everything.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
This rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. It's just something that me conjure. Jay came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong. Trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thong song. Read up on your words too and don't be quoting thong song. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, to start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, to start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. Came and died for the whole. Got enough blood for you and also for your homie. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Confess the back things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
Omega the creator, the final way maker on top and ungrateful. The soul of Satan is a lying full-fledged hater. He can hate all he want but can't stop God's favor. Nah, see God can make it possible. impossible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need. Humble cry, he can't ignore. Why you think God Jesus came? To pay the price we can't afford. Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is there that you can't adore? And he's the same God of the future, present, and day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores, don't forget to lead your best into the Lord. He did more. Get a Lord praise, pray it till the start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead and get a Lord praise, pray it till the start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she likes her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe. There's no lie, two chains. They should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Told his mom she loved him because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Raw Dog Production. I'm Dr. A.T., damn it.
I'm Dr. A.T., damn it.
I wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gonna show me some love and put me in rotation without having to dig deep into my pockets. I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. If the speech
gon' feel me. And if I get shot, then I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream. I wonder if my girl really love me and think the world love me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie, and if them platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real, and in the heat of the moment, would I freeze it? I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as the kids, G. I wonder if they just trying to make a dollar, sacrifice a million blacks for one Rhodes Scholar. I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind till my very last breath. I wonder if we in heaven or hell, and if I get down on the block again, hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few units, ship platinum or gold. If they kill Cochran and Frank, Mike and Nip, Hollywood been conspiring against Spike. I wonder if my people's is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. This is real as it gets, G. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity that's at my front door, and I'ma take it. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. Wrong talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. I wonder why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the gang gonna flip, and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangster shit.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just want to let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you got to do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with
me.
Let's get on the
for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip-hop.